Well, there ain't nothing in the world that I like better than bacon and lettuce and homegrown tomatoes up in the morning out in the garden. Get you a ripe one, do not get a hard one. Plant them in the spring, eat them in the summer. All winter without them's a culinary bummer. I forget all about the sweating and digging. Every time I go out and pick me a big one, homegrown tomatoes, homegrown tomatoes. What'd life be without homegrown tomatoes?
Welcome to this week's High Grow Garden Show, brought to you by Bloomer and Russell, PA, Heavy 16 Artisan Nutrients, Coast of Maine Organic Soils and Compost, Hydro Farm Hydrocultural Supplies, and of course, Hygro Organics, 355 North Street, and now at 14 Bog Road in Caribou. We are officially the county's largest hydroponic store. Hey, this is Bill, and I'm joined by the beautiful and talented Rachel once again this week for our newly expanded Hygro Garden Show. You now have to suffer through a half hour listening to Rachel and I.
We are very grateful for our listener support. Your support has made it possible to expand our little show. We enjoy bringing you some indoor and outdoor gardening tips and, of course, American music. Just a couple of our little passions.
Let's not forget the support of our generous sponsors as well. They're a big factor in making the show possible. A big thank you to them all. What's our topic for today, Rach?
Well, Bill, today we're going to talk about plant containers or pots. They are used by every gardener, but in recent years, the simple plant container has been transformed by technology like nearly everything else in our lives. The days of one or two kinds of plant containers, the plastic and terracotta ones we all know, has been also joined by a list of alternative containers to help your plants grow to their fullest potential.
Ah, yes, the lowly plant container. For those of us that have and do grow in containers, we know at some point the plant will outgrow the container. When the plant outgrows the container, there are several things that happen. The plant will cease to grow any larger. It may become root-bound, which is to say the root system fills the container, and the plant will literally strangle itself until it eventually fails and dies. There are endless diseases that can develop in the standard or terracotta pot as well, including root rot and many bacterial diseases that will affect your plant's appearance, productivity, and health. These new plant containers are designed to eliminate nearly all of these issues related to growing in the old-school pots.
Today's containers are as simple as a fabric bag to entire systems designed to maximize plant growth and health and minimize the amount of soil you need to use. Minimal soil means that you can have larger, healthier plants in a smaller space than you may have had with plastic or terracotta pots, or you may have more plants in your indoor garden space.
Or if you have a container garden on your deck or porch, you may increase the number and varieties of flowers or vegetable plants in that confined space.
Well, before we discuss the different types of containers available to today's gardeners, let's listen to a little music. Here is the Americana Red Dirt group Turnpike Troubadours. They are referred to as Red Dirt because of their Oklahoma roots. They have been around a relatively short time in music terms, about 8 years, but their star is rising. Here they are with Gin Smoke Lies.
Well, in the early autumn,
And that was the Turnpike Troubadours. Hope you all enjoyed it. Now, Rachel, how about you tell us about what is new in the grow container world these days?
Sure, Bill. There are the popular fabric pots, cocoa pots, twist pots, and super roots air pots.
That's a lot of pots.
Yes, it is, Bill, but they all are trying to accomplish the same thing, increase plant health and yield and eliminate some of the issues you can have with the straight plastic containers.
How do they achieve this? What's the magic, Rachel? What makes it worth going out and changing all your plant pots?
Well, Bill, all the new containers are based on the premise that air to the root system is good. And it is. Getting air to your roots will improve the plant's vitality. Just because the roots are in the ground does not mean they don't need or want oxygen. In traditional plastic pots, there are few drain holes in the bottom of the pot, mostly for excess water to run out of, but very little oxygen gets to the root system. Even less gets to the roots as the plant grows more roots. That is when your plants may become sick, or their growth may be stunted. This new generation of containers focus on getting more oxygen to the root system and better draining to eliminate root binding and root diseases.
Well, there. Now we know. One of the most popular and cost-effective new generation of containers is the fabric pot, often referred to as smart pots. These fabric pots are lightweight and reusable. Being made of fabric, the air can flow through them and the roots will grow to the edge of the pot and be air pruned, which is to say the end of the root will grow into the air and prune itself, as roots do not like direct contact with air. This process eliminates entirely any possible of root binding. In addition to eliminating root binding, you may also use a much smaller container to achieve the same size plant. This saves soil and space. If you're an indoor gardener, you know that soil is a big expense. This container will require more frequent feed and watering, though, because of the air getting to the roots and the evaporation.
Another popular container is cocoa. Anyone that makes or purchases hanging baskets are familiar with this type of container. It is made from the pressed husk of the coconut. It is easily shaped, so it will fit any container size or shape. In hanging baskets, it is typically used in conjunction with a potting soil as it does not hold water for long. Cocoa works on the same principle as fabric. Its loose weaves allows air to reach the roots and air prune. This will also require more frequent feeding and watering.
Cocoa is also a very popular medium for hydroponic growers as well. Before we move on to our next group of containers, let's listen to a baby in the Americana music world, but his star is rising fast because of his dedication to traditional bluegrass and country music. Here's Kentucky-born Sturgill Simpson with Poor Rambler.
Last time I saw my woman had a wine glass in her hand.
I can see why his star is rising. That was great. Back to our discussion about plant containers. Next up is the twist pot. The twist pot is a new twist, pardon the pun, on the old plastic pot, except it has a mesh bottom that attaches to a saucer. With a twist, you can regulate the distance between the saucer and the bottom of the mesh pot. Personally, I think this is the least desirable new container in the lineup. It leaves the possibility of overwatering the plants and water lying in the saucer. If the water is in the saucer, the air cannot effectively reach the roots, therefore negating the effectiveness of the goal of air pruning the roots.
Yeah, so that, you know, that's our opinion. I think it's a valid one because if they're sitting out on your deck or, you know, out in the open somewhere around a tree, you know, in your landscaping, you know, when it rains, they'll lay in the water and you'll still get a chance of root rot and all the associated nasty little things that can happen with overwatering and getting root bound. Last but not least is the Super Roots pots. There's many, many, many kinds of them, but they're commonly known as Super Roots pots. These are perhaps the newest entry into the container market. These containers are round, plastic, and come in various sizes. The container, although it's made out of plastic, has no smooth or flat surfaces and has several perforations running around the circumference of the pot and from the bottom to the top. The idea here is the same with all of the previous mentioned pots. Eliminate root binding, grow the same size plant in a smaller pot, and get oxygen to the root system. These newcomers to the market are rapidly gaining popularity because they do what they promise. The downside is that one of these pots, like a 5 gallon size, equivalent size, can retail for about $20. So you want to put the best of your best crop in these things.
Holy crap.
Indeed. But everything I have read about them says they perform very, very well. That will conclude our discussion about the new plant containers. As always, if you want more information about these new types of containers or any other new products, stop by the store. We're happy to talk about it. Cheapest thing you'll do at the store is come in and talk. So stop in and talk about the fabric pots, twist pots, cocoa pots, the super expensive Super Roots pots. And there are others out there you can look at, and would be happy to discuss those with you as well. We also sell Jiffy pots. We sell straight cocoa, which brings me to, don't forget, all our dirt's kept inside, toasty, nice, and warm. So if you're a winter gardener, stop in. You won't have to file a brick of dirt.
So, Bill, I was into the store, and I was checking out that new LED California Lightworks light that you have in. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Jesus, sure, Ken. That's the California Lightworks Solar Storm 880. It's the biggest in the line that they make. They make three different sizes. It'll do vegetation or flower. It has a UV bulb in it that will help eliminate any mold or mildews that grow. In flower, it will throw a 4x4 footprint. Beautiful light it throws, too. And in vegetative state, it'll cover about 7 feet by 7 feet. Stop in and look at it. It's quite a light. Would love to have you look at it and potentially buy one.
So, Bill, I hear a lot about these ceramic lights. What can you tell us about those?
Well, the ceramic lights have been around a while, but they're gaining popularity. They look essentially like the best way to describe them is they look like a fluorescent light, except they emit the reddish-orange light that you need for flower, or you can buy them with the bluish that you need for vegetation. They're you can buy them 1,000-watt equivalent. They run off 110 power, and they have the red or the blue spectrum, depending on what you're doing. They are 1,000-watt equivalent that run on about 600 watts, and they're gaining popularity. With the LED and these new ceramics, they're designed to run much cooler than the double-ended or the high-pressure sodium or metal halide 1,000 lights. You know, if you have a heat issue, you know, in your grow space, this is a good way to make that go away, because they run much, much, much cooler and they use less energy, although they do cover a much smaller space. So stop into the store and learn more about the ceramic lights and check out the Solar Storm 880 LED.
It's a pretty cool light.
It sure is pretty when it's on. We're going to close the show with a couple of songs this afternoon. One of these is by the Tedeschi Trucks Band. They're the husband and wife team of Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks. Susan Tedeschi is a Boston-born American blues and soul musician, known primarily for her singing voice, guitar playing, and stage presence. She's a multiple Grammy Award nominee. She is also a member of the Tedeschi Trust Band, like I said earlier, originally known as the Soul Stew Review, which is a conglomeration of her band and her husband's band, the Derek Trucks Band. Now, the other part of this band, Derek Trucks, he's a Grammy Award-winning artist that has played with his band, the Derek Trucks Band, the Allman Brothers Band, and, of course, now the Susan Tedeschi Band. He was born in Jacksonville, Florida, and his uncle Butch is a founding member of the Allman Brothers Band. Here's Susan Tedeschi and Derek Trucks with the Tedeschi Trucks Band, Made Up Mind.
I know you wish that you could see in my window, wishing you could pull up the blind. And I'm wearing my robe made of flowers, just me and my made up mind.
This song today is by one of my absolute favorite artists. It's Levon Helm. You've heard him on the show before. Levon died a few years ago, but left some fabulous music that he did solo and with his time with the band. Here he is with Dirt Farmer. I think a lot of people around here can relate with that. Stop by the store, see what's going on up there, and have a great week. Thank you.
poor old dirt farmer, he's lost all his corn. And now where's the money to pay off his loan? He lost all his corn, can't pay off his loan. He lost all his corn. Well, the poor old dirt farmer, he only grows tall.
This is Tabitha. Thank you all for listening to the High Grill Garden Show. If you have questions or comments for Bill, please send them to gardenshow@whoufm.com or visit us on Facebook. You can always stop by the store at 355 North Street and ask my dad in person.